Cass.
You want to take his face?
Yes. His face. Oh. The eyes. Nose. Skin. It's coming off.
I like how in reality, like, Supermax prisons for, like, the worst of the worst, like, it's kind of, like, they just put you in solitary for 23 hours a day. But yeah. In this movie, it's like a free-range prison.
Oh, don't get me started on that lunchroom. That lunchroom is...
not safe.
Problematic. Well, it doesn't help that it's not problematic in that they're murderers. It's problematic that they're murderers wearing one-ton metallic boots. All of them.
Well, they can't kick with them. Well, yes, they can. Never mind.
Yes, they can. Right. They can
get well, the idea is that idea. John Carroll Lynch can just like vacuum their boots down to the ground whenever he wants, but he doesn't do it because he wants them to fight.
Yeah, they have these boots, but they really play with fire because they like, oh, let's just see how this shakes out because you know, prisoners always get calmer as things go on. As
they have, and don't forget the metal trays.
Metal lunch trays, exactly, that they can fight each other with.
Also, these prisoners are going to be the most prepared of all of us when we have to start living on spaceships.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And their legs are prepared for magnetic boot life.
I like how they use the same lockdown footage every time they flip the switch.
Yep. It's left heel.
It's like the
left heel down.
It's like when they activate the Death Star in Star Wars and it's that same dude and the pew. It's like that guy pulling the handle.
DJ
Death Star.
Commando, DJ Death Star.
Getting ready for the drop.
Yeah.
So the boots in general are like a huge like waste of money because why didn't they just use like those? It seems like they track them but don't actually do anything. Why didn't they use like the pet ID chips?
Right.
They're also wasting money in this prison just electroshocking people for fun.
Yeah.
Or
instead of using big metal expensive boots, just take all their socks and shoes off, leave them barefoot, and put down like sticky fly paper.
Or like those office mats where they have the teeth on the ground, just turn them over.
Or just put sandpaper on the ground and make them walk around on that.
Then they'll build up
time.
Calluses and they'll be stronger.
So
they're already going to be stronger. Imagine how strong they are. If you were to get out of this jail and you take off those boots, you're just like
doing Pilates
my God.
All the time.
It's like running
you
on the moon.
You Forrest Gump your way around. You literally have been in, which also came out in 97, this at the same time as this movie, Forrest Gump. But yeah, your legs have been trained to run faster in metal, and now you're like, oh, I'm a Superman.
You'd think, though, just the prison being out in the middle of the goddamn ocean would be enough, where it's like,
ocean. It's like along the bay.
Yeah, it's like right off the shore. Like,
you can see some background. You can see some buildings off there.
All the people with the really expensive houses are pissed that they have to look at this offshore prison.
Tony Stark is like, what the hell?
I have a question. Myrn, you used to live in LA, right? Or at least in the general vicinity. You did. Well, at least from the Pacific Ocean, are there any oil derricks in the Pacific Ocean?
Not that I know of. Not off the Oregon coast.
Are you just asking him as an oil derrick enthusiast?
You're the closest one to
I'm on the coast. I have no awareness that there would be an oil derrick in sight of a beach from within swimming distance.
No.
Yeah,
where Nicolas Cage swims in full jumpsuit,
which means that this has got to be like in the Gulf of Mexico or something. So that's a bit of a haul for him to go from the Gulf of Mexico to the
back
East
to LA.
LA.
But he didn't swim back to LA. He drove that Volvo station wagon.
That beige Volvo.
Still,
station
he's got
wagon.
10 days.
Look, how long do you think it takes to drive 300 miles?
He's already been in jail for how many? How many days has he been in jail?
It's a real Dark Knight Rises situation. Look, like, how did he get there?
I was going to say, Batman can get out of that Turkish prison and make his way back to Gotham. I mean,
and you know who also featured in Dark Knight Rises? Bunny Colvin from The Wire. It's all tied in together, man.
The Robert Wisdom-averse.
Yep.
Can we talk about the... let's call him a friend that Sean makes in the electric shock.
Yeah, Chris
room.
Bauer.
The guy.
Yeah.
The guy who
Dubov.
It, barfs on himself, yeah.
He barfs on himself, and then like they have this weird like he's kind of like Chewbacca, and then he just kind of like grunts. And, like,
yeah, basically he life deaths him.
No.
Yeah, it's like
all
no,
he said was,
friend.
"I didn't sleep with your wife. I didn't sleep with your sister. Let's get out of here." And the guy's like instantly
your,
like,
"Your wife,
okay.
Your wife still loves you, and she's waiting for you at home."
That's
usually a kiss of death in a movie.
It's like, yeah, ooh, you friends now.
You like what you heard? Go sign up today at patreon.com/minuteimpossible. Under the $3 tier, you'll get this episode plus a whole lot of extras. See you around.